Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But you know, we have a word that we want to share with you from Brother Steve Hill. Steve Hill has a powerful word called His Wrath and His Love. And you know, we've been sharing and talking a lot here on VFN Radio about the right to life, to honor life and to repent for the shedding of innocent blood. Listen, we are seeing a wave across the country in legislation. We're seeing a wave of people awakening, saying, that's not right. That's not right. Staffers are saying, I can no longer work here. This is murder. I want you to listen to Steve Hill as he shares this word. It's in a poetic fashion. It's kind of a poem, but it's deep, it's truthful, and I believe it will minister to your heart.
Today I see a courtroom battle unlike any known to man. The attorneys facing the presiding judge have wasted valuable time preparing their case. The conclusion has been determined, the verdict about to come down. The crime is beyond belief. The penalty won't bring relief. The judgment is flawless. The three witnesses, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, have finalized their decision. Only the mercy of God will hold back the fire of His wrath. Only the blood of Jesus will cover this sin's aftermath. His wrath and His love. The Holocaust brought the world such great shame, but now here we are doing the same. I've been to the ovens, I've seen with my eyes the horrors of man. How can we deny? It happened so very long, long ago that many refuse to learn of things they don't know. We hide in our homes and crave lives of ease, but live in a time we can't do what we please. Why won't we get out and lift up our voice to help these poor victims who haven't a choice? I'm sorry, my friend, you can't shut your ears to the cries of the unborn who've died through the years. Over 50 million children are casualties of war. They had no weapons to even the score. The gavel fell, the decision made, the law we all call Roe versus Wade. You ask me what really happened that day when lawyers and judges had their own way? It was written in stone so long, long ago. They broke His command. Now wrath He would show. You don't believe that God sees the sin of slaughtering life at the point it begins? We kill lawyers, doctors, builders, and more. God had a plan for each child we ignored. No judgment on us, we arrogantly say. Just look at the state of our nation today. But rather than fall on our knees in remorse, we search even deeper, a more radical course. Why am I writing in such a militant way with all our national troubles? Be nice, you might say. You don't understand why I speak in this tone, to get your attention, to enter your home. My wife is a product of a man who went wild. It was a hideous rape that created a child. But her mom chose the hard way at that early age. She was poor and so helpless, but resisted the rage. Now, decades later, we both fight the right for all little babies to be free from this plight. The government tries to force this great land by passing strict laws binding our hands. But businesses are livid, refusing to pay for the pill that will end countless lives every day. It's been 40 years of this killing spree, and now this new pill makes it simple and free. The government mandates murder again. Politicians, take heed. This war you won't win. Washington fails to understand law. It's not what they say behind the four walls. God's in command. His decision will stand regardless of what decrees issue from man. In God we trust. On our coins and our walls, we spit in his face. We lie with such gall. So beware to all who wield this great power. Your fate is determined during this final hour. This trial will be won in the courtroom above by the presence of Jesus, his wrath, and his love.
Wow, that's powerful. That's Steve Hill. Steve Hill shares a word, and it's a now word. I mean, you think of this poem. I mean, look what's happening. Look what's happening on the face of this earth, and what is trying to be passed with there's laws and legislation making it mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing people that are waking up that are saying, listen, we're not going to stand for this. Listen, we are going to stand with God, and we're going to protect life. And that his wife, apparently...
Mm-hmm.
Was a product of a rape.
Right.
And her mom took the tough choice and decided to raise a daughter. Mm-hmm. And today, I mean, their ministry has touched the world.
Yeah.
The powerful world. I mean, people say world. I mean, they've touched the world. And it's powerful. Listen, you don't know what lies in store for that baby. You don't know what lies in store. And just yesterday, we talked about how it's mandatory now in Illinois for a minor who is going to have an abortion that her parents now be notified at a minimum of 48 hours before that takes place. Let me tell you something. It's important. We're seeing huge, huge things happen, and we're going to see God be the defender. He's going to be the defender.
That's right.
And when God shows up, you better watch out.
Mm-hmm. It's powerful.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.